Hey, we got a special guest, an unexpected guest. I'm actually really pleasantly surprised. Richard P., thanks for stopping by today.
No problem, Matt. I'm just happened to be heading out bow deer hunting and drop something off for you.
I appreciate that a lot. Richard P. Smith, of course, a famed author here in the UP and across North America for black bears and white-tailed deer. I do want to give you a big plug. I was just reading through Field Judging Black Bears again.
Mm-hmm.
That is such an excellent book for those that are really trying to take that next step from intermediate to maybe more of an advanced black bear hunter.
Uh-huh.
Looking for a bigger bear.
You mean the second edition of Black Bear Hunting?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I apologize for getting the name wrong.
The DVD is Field Judging Black Bears. This is the fourth book I've written about black bear hunting in North America, and I've crammed a bunch of new information in there. So it's the most comprehensive book on black bear hunting on the market today.
And I understand you have a new story for us, a big bear that was shot. Not quite as big as the 6'10 in White Pine or from White Pine, right. But there's another one, huh?
Almost as big from Schoolcraft County. James Chase from Manistique has had trail camera photos of this big bear for 4 years. And he's been hunting it for that four years. He actually got a shot at it 3 years ago. But as he said, he got bear fever that time. It came in like 15 minutes before dark. He was concerned about the light level, so he rushed the shot. He hit it high in the back, made a non-fatal hit, but he wasn't sure at the time. He followed a blood trail for a mile, you know, a sparse blood trail, trying to locate the animal. And then a neighbor of his later saw the bear when he was bow hunting for deer and saw the wound on the top of the back, but it was a non-fatal hit and the bear was very much alive. So he's been hunting it since then.
How many years?
4 years.
Wow.
It was 3 years ago when he actually got a shot, and he's been looking for another opportunity. His father actually drew a bear license last year, and he was hoping his dad might get a crack at the bear. But it wouldn't come in the daytime. It was feeding only at night. This year, James got some special sweet bear baits, and it was coming in the morning, and that's when he got it.
Oh, really? That's an interesting twist to the story.
It had an actual dress weight of 506 pounds, an estimated live weight of 598.
Wow. And I'm assuming that bear had a little scar on its back then.
Yes, exactly. And its teeth were badly worn, so it's a very old bear.
Hmm.
One negative, not a negative, but unfortunate thing about it was raining hard. James shot the bear with a 300 Magnum rifle. He shot it in the head, so it damaged the skull. It probably would have been a Boone or Crockett qualifying skull without the damage. But with the damage, it's going to score much less than that.
Sure, yeah. Well, Richard, we got about 30 seconds. If you got a hot tip for bear hunters that still have their tag left and they got problems with nocturnal bears, what should they do?
Cut back on the amount of bait. Look for a storm front coming in or after, like we've had three or four, after a storm moves through, try and hunt then.
This weekend. I mean, we got cold weather coming this weekend,
yeah,
compared to what today is.
Exactly. After a storm front goes through, I killed one of my bigger bears in the UP after a storm front went through.
Richard P. Smith, you can find his books and DVDs at richardpsmith.com and bookstores around the UP. Richard, will you hang around? I'd like to talk deer and a little bit of grouse talk with you in our next Outdoor Report.
Sure. Glad to, Adam.
That'll be later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.